Article title, Why is it hard to get a girlfriend? Content, stop asking, why can't I get a girlfriend? The way your question is phrased can only deliver you negative answers. Imagine all the possible answers. You can't get a girlfriend because start of list. List item, you don't exercise. List item, you're insecure. List item, you radiate no confidence. List item, you're a bad talker. List item, you're not good looking. End of list. Whether any of it is true doesn't matter, because any answer you come up with will shine the light on your lack and therefore become your self-perception. The more you ask this question, the more reason you'll find why you can't get a girlfriend, and the more you'll spiral into the victim mindset. So stop that as soon as now. But here's a simple trick that will surprise you. You can rephrase the question so it's empowering instead of hurtful. Why can I get a girlfriend? Boom! Now we're playing a different game. Take a piece of paper. Take a pencil. Write down what makes you awesome for a girlfriend. Write down why girls couldn't resist you. Now it's your time to shine. Start of list. List item. You're kind. List item. You're helpful. List item. You're a good gamer. Hey, some girls are into that. List item. You are gentle. List item. You read books and educate yourself, hopefully. List item. You exercise. List item. You're a deep thinker. List item. You're ambitious. List item. You drive a Tesla. If you could, this one gets all of them. Guaranteed. List item. You're a Harvard student. This works best for attracting Asian girls or better, their parents. End of list. Jokes aside, but you get my point. And if none of those things apply to you, it's a sign you need to add more diversity, novelty, and action into your life by engaging in proven activities that will develop your being. Exercise, reading, watching podcasts, living in calmness, surrounding yourself with smarter people often in life. When we're stuck, it's because we keep asking the same question. Why is this not working? What am I doing wrong? What is my problem? But we don't notice it's exactly those questions that keep us stuck. If you ask, what is my problem? Guess what you'll find? Yes, your problems. Before you move on with your problems, check if your questions have a negative connotation. Become aware of your questions and whether your answers will be helpful or demotivating. Reading this post has equipped you with the awareness for just the same problem you came here to read. Awareness. From now on, you are aware of the type of question you ask. I'm applauding and counting on your awareness to cancel negative questions in the future and uncover your hidden powers and strength. From now on, you are gifted with the awareness of identifying the right questions to activate your positive, empowering, freeing nature. Lightly tapping my sword on your left and right shoulder to fulfill your discovery. I bet my double S if you were only half as conscious about your positives than your negatives, you'd already have multiple relationships with attractive girls right now, out of which you'll be able to choose the best one for your current lifestyle and direction. Wishing you the best questions. B.S. Oh, by the way, you know, I'm really into coaching people, except I don't call it coaching but helping. My name is Tibber. I'm 20 and overcame great challenges in my life. The biggest four are building an exercise habit, getting my first relationship, becoming socially confident, and figuring out who I want to be, not to mention overcoming my 6+ years porn and video game addiction. Pick me up in my DMs to talk about whatever you need help with for free. See you.